prophets, but this has been on my heart for about 2 weeks or more, and I just want to give it to the saints and give it to me and me first. Praise the Lord. And I believe this is what the saints need this morning. As I listened to Brother Ed when he came forth Friday, it was just glorious. Y'all shouldn't miss it. Amen. Y'all should be in church because God, I'm telling you, you miss something when you don't come to church. Amen. So I just want to say this to you all. I love the Lord, love you, and thank you for being patient with me, and especially the people that's been with me so many years. I appreciate the Lord. I do. I question a lot of things, but Jackie told me something the Lord showed her and it gave me, and the Holy Spirit stood up this morning and told me some things, and I just praise the Lord. So you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Father, they say I'm doing things backwards. That's what that word means, I guess. But Lord, I sure enough love you. I really do. And I thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. And I certainly, as I finish my course on this earth, I want to hear you say, well done. Praise the Lord. I know there are people that are much younger not thinking about that, but we sure enough got to go. We've got to leave. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank you for what you gave me to give to the saints. I believe it's going to help us. It's going to help us. And I just give you the praise for being so patient, so kind, and so good with all of us, God, with all of us. Hallelujah. Let your will be done this morning, Lord. Your kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. I ask it in the name of Jesus. And all the church said, I want to go to Hosea. Hosea. And I heard David Terrell, that's the only person I ever heard say anything about this. He was he's a prophet. He's still 80-some, almost 90 years old. So I said, Lord, you know, Hosea, something I can't hardly find, so I'm going to put something in here so I can find it. I'm going to be looking for Hosea. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to Hosea 10 and 12. I'm going to just get on down and just go to it and just hoping that it bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asked Derek to kind of help me because when I read this verse, it just came up in my heart and mind. And I didn't, you know, you read the verses up ahead of it, you know. But this was in Israel. Israel was in a lot of trouble, as she stays in most times, seemingly. And America is in a lot of trouble. But I'm going to tell you something. There are people that God is blessing. And it's just not, we just messed up. There are two nations, brother said, that stood up on God, that started their nation by God, and that's Israel in America. Brother Jonathan Conn has been a very blessing to me. I just love him. Praise. So I'm going to write him asking why you got to be called Rabbi. Every word. Jesus said, don't call yourself Rabbi. And I'm kind of concerned about these wonderful brethren. I love the Jewish preachers. And I asked one, I said, why you got to be called Rabbi? And I asked the priest one time, I said, why you got to be called Father? I'm crazy. He was going down somewhere. And I said, why do y'all call yourself Father? Jesus said, don't call no man on this earth your father. And I can see this morning when you said, one of you brethren said something, we certainly can't be called Rabbi because that means master. And ain't no man your master. You can't have no man for your master. Praise the Lord. So I just ask the Lord to help us today. I want to go to Hosea 10 and 12. Hallelujah. So just help me. Praise the Lord. Just pray for me. Pray that Lord would give me what we need today. Praise the Lord. He says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And that's what we've been in this church trying to do, trying to get ourselves together. Praise the Lord. But then the Lord began to show me, because Dad plants, if it's any ground, Dad gonna plant. Any ground. And sometimes he will sit me up on the tractor and tell me, say, now I'm gonna plow this row down. You sit on the tractor and make sure you stay between the rows, you know. And so here I am on this big tractor. And he plows. And then sometimes he let land lay by. Praise the Lord. We are some of, I ain't going to say it bad. I'm talking about me. I'm first. Land lay by. Praise the Lord. And sometimes he will say, well, I'm not going to put nothing on this land right here today. He said, I'm not going to play. He's going to follow it. He's going to follow. Follow means to let it lay. Now, that don't mean that the land is not cultivated. It means that the land is just laying. But if the land lay too long, it's going to get bugs and it's going to grow all kind of, you know what I'm saying, because y'all was farmers. It grows all kind of weeds, you know what I'm saying. But that don't mean that the land is not good under there. And so the Lord said, you follow ground. He said, start the plowing. Plow up your follow ground. He said, then I'm going to do something for you. Then he stood up this morning and he told me again, I'm going to move for you. But we got to plow that fallow ground. We got to plow the ground. Praise the Lord. Do y'all understand? I'm trying to explain it. Because I had to study the whole lot of it. And my husband playing all the time. Praise the Lord. But I had to study this. And I had to go online. Praise the Lord. But then I want brother to put up that with that thing. It hurts. To get yourself plowed, it hurts. Because he said plow up. Plow it up. He didn't tell he was going to plow it. You got to plow. That means there's going to be times you don't feel like praying. That's a plow. What I tell you that was? That's a plowshare. Okay. So what my husband used to do, he would take the plow, put me on the tractor, and then he would guide it down the road. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all think y'all got no farmers in here? See, Jesus, see, they understood about farming. But that thing be sharp. It's sharp. Because it got to go down in the ground and get it up. And I'm afraid a lot of us is laying under the soil. That's what the Lord told me. And I said, Lord, he said, yes, because under the soil is good ground. It's just been laying there. But it's good ground. He said, so now it's time for you to get up and plow. And it's going to hurt. You ain't going to feel like doing it. You don't feel like praying. You don't feel like this. Our lives are we're just so busy. It's a lot that y'all don't say what I'm saying. Help me now. Cause I don't know them about it. Even though I've been with my husband for 60 something years and he planted every year. Praise the Lord. And I helped him, but I still didn't understand about the fallow ground. I didn't understand it. And then the Lord told me, say, you go get a plowshare and you see what that is. That thing is sharp. It's got to be sharp because when it goes down in the ground, it turns the ground under. Now it's back again. Praise the Lord. He can sow. And I thought about Matthew 13, where Jesus said, they sowed seed. Praise. It's always the word comes and we hear the word, but what kind of ground is it falling on? If it's falling on fallow ground, that's why we can't do no better. That's why we can't come into what we need to. Because, thank you, Jesus. The ground is yellow. It's, under there is good. It's cultivated. Under that ground, is that right? Am I doing this thing right? Under there, Farmer John used to plant the thing. Hallelujah. But this time he just, and sometimes farmers let that ground lay there. And God has let us lay for a while. Help me, Jesus. Because then it make the ground more fruitful. Yes. Now that's what I read. Do something to the biochemical or something. I don't know what I'm about, but I understand it. But now it's time. I say it's time now to break up our fallow ground. The ground that's been laying there, praise the Lord, under the soil. And then the word go out. And sometime a little be peeking up there, maybe a little something grow. And Jesus said it fell on what kind of ground? About four different kinds of ground. It fell among the thorns. It fell among, in the stones, and it fell. Praise the Lord. And it's not producing. And we sit up in the church and say, Lord, why? Why, Lord? And then we'll come back and say, where we are. So the Lord is saying, open our eyes now. It's going to hurt. Say hurt. That thing, I'm telling you, that thing is sharp. When you seen them with dead, but that is sharp. But that's what you got to have, the sharpness in your soul to plow it up. Then he says, sow to yourself in righteousness. And now when we sow, is we plow. Am I making sense? God, help me. As I've been studying this, and I say, Lord, I don't know nobody. I've been with my husband all the time, but I don't know how to understand this. And then I had to go back. What is follow? I got to go back again. Now, follow is good because, like I say, you lay there, and it rests the ground, and they always had a Sabbath. You know, and some people, and there are farmers that follow their ground now. They'll let it lay there, so when they get it, put then now it's good for something, what they want to plant. I'm feeling good. I told God, I said, God, you help me. Help me, praise the Lord. Because now I understand, praise the Lord, that I got to do something. I got to do it. I can't let my flesh tell me what to do. I've got to do this thing. I've got to pray. I've got to seek God. I have to fast. You know what I mean? Can anybody, whatever with the Lord. No, the Lord done told you that. He said, when you fast. He didn't say, if you fast. He said, when you fast. You ain't got to always say, well, Lord, help me to fast. No, you got to get up and say, God, I need you. I need the strength to do this, God. Help me. And you got to say to yourself, I'm a fast. Look, if you can't start, you know how we are now. We so used to eating. Come on now. You eat no better than me. We used to eating. Scared to miss a meal. But you know that got us in trouble in the first place. Eating. That got us in the trouble in the first place. Eating. And it's right. And it's not that. I remember, Lord, when I was in, Brother Ed, I did not see this until I started studying this. I remember when the brethren that we were under, they would fast so till their pants would fall off just about. They would have to, you know, put up the pants. But oh my God, the glory of the Lord. God, you'd walk into church and it'd be like waves of glory going across the pulpit. Like, you know, like it's hot. You know, when it's hot, you see that whatever that is go across. Oh, we could see. We could go to church. Praise the Lord. It would be about three or four people there maybe for prayer. And the waves of glory just be across the pulpit. You didn't have to beg people to come. You didn't have to beg them to come to the altar. It was just something about y'all. Come on. If y'all was old enough, I know you missed that. It's no way you could see things like that in the spirit and not miss it. I said, now, Lord, now some of these kids are young. They weren't in it. I got in on the last part. But I'm telling you, I saw some things in my life. I saw it. And I know what we had to do to get it done. And it's the same thing. Amen. I just think we got to fall so much in love with Jesus until we be willing. And he been, every one of us, we sit here, he's been so good to us. And you know, you say, and he's so good because look at all this. We don't sit in this with patience. Look what the mess is going on in the country. It used to be in the closet. People have always been that way. It was in the closet. Then when dad got up, but this dude, I saw him, he up just like he ain't done nothing. And my husband say he had his whatever on there with him one time, a picture of him. What has happened in our country? It's the church. The church is the what to just keep the world and keep what's going on. Come on. Something done happened to us that this devil just don't say, well, I don't care what they say. You know, I'm just going to do. It ain't got no kind of nothing about it. You know, it's like it's what's supposed to be done. And if you don't, then you hate me. You can't say nothing. It's hate. So they don't know love from hate, right from wrong. They don't know nothing. I seen him one time the other day, but I didn't look at that mess. But it's up. I knew it's time for us to break up this fallen ground. It's time for us to break it up so we're all in good ground. That's the only way to be fruitful. If we're not bearing no fruit, it's bearing fruit. The seed is not falling in the right kind of ground. I thank the Lord for Brother Donald. We that's older now, you know, some of y'all been saved, like I've been saved a long time, and he been saved a long, learning all the praise. I don't pray. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but whatever that's stopping us from having what we want from coming to church, say, I don't know. Yeah, I know. And you know, too. He been so good to us. Hallelujah. I say he been so good to us. Praise the Lord. I'm sad because people can't keep all the fast a day now. And then they say, Lord, forgive me. And you need to tear out the hams up sometime and we won't be acting crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, I was a younger Christian and I was in this church and this brother just got on my nerve. And this is a Pentecostal church, by the way. We had a meeting and Big Mouth me, a sidekick, and I forgot the name. But anyway, I know his name. And everybody was saying, he said, well, I said, well, you and your sidekick or something, I said like that. The Holy Spirit left me, but I didn't. Honest to goodness, he left me. I felt like I was food left me. Food left me. I'll never forget it, and I thank him for it. Just what he said. Keep your mouth off people, because he means just what he say. I was scared. God was just gone. It was like I was in about a week, I was just miserable. I was losing weight. I couldn't eat. Praise. And I knew it. I said, Lord, please forgive me. He said, he don't touch my people. Don't touch them. I realized that I'm selective. And you ain't going to get away with some of the stuff that other folk get away with. Now I leave her. She was my prayer partner. Hallelujah. She called me. She called me and she said, Sister David, I didn't care who was what in the store. She prayed for me and asked, and we went to, I don't know what we said, but I told her when she was there when it happened. Mo, not about God's folk. Oh, no. I don't fool with that. I ain't going through that no more. But I really thank God for taking me through. I thank God, and you don't know how to get back in there. I'm just going to tell you that. Because I know that's the truth. Break it up. That ground that's been laying there, things you've been talking about you're going to do. Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You got to do right now. It's going to hurt you. You ain't going to just get up and just, nope, it's going to hurt. What God tell you to do to make yourself what he wants you to be, praise the Lord, then you got to listen. I say, Lord, we your children, but we pitiful. Forgive us. But I'm growing up. I'm too old to be, saying the same thing, forgive me. I love peanuts. I love peanuts. Any kind of nut. And then I try to measure them out because it ain't but a fourth of a cup. So I measure them out. I measure out if this is fourth, if I'm supposed to eat 20 cashews. I love cashews. 5, 6, 7. Honestly, ain't no cow. I don't want to be nibbling all the time. And I don't got some nibblers in here. Don't start this now. I ain't out here by myself. You got some nibblers. And crackers. I count. I know you ain't supposed to have a full cracker. But I'm eating full crackers. And then I go eat. Tired of this. You said, yes, me. But Lord still bless me. He still bless me. I just don't want the habit of nibbling all the time. I don't. I don't want to be nibbling on candy. But I said, well, I eat two today. And Brother Mark, Lord, I ate them two because I supposed to have two. And I know they ain't do it. That's not the point. The point is you laugh. And but that thing can keep you. Things that you don't get in order, it will keep you from having it going to that next step in God. By the way, she saw. She said, Mama, I saw such and such thing. I said, you did. Because I know when we get where you can do. You know how you say, well, I didn't do such a thing. But he still protect you. Go out in your car, nobody done shot through your window. Amen. And sometimes you, come on now. Get your pocket. Have you ever been getting to come see you sitting that way? And he go right in there and get that parking space. Now you a Christian. You love God. He always trying to get you out of place. And then you say, oh God, I should be standing there working. Now, then you want to say, come to my church, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's the little foxes that's eating up the vines. And it's not funny no more to me, I'm telling you. They got to get out of my field because I'm plowed. It's hurting me. I'm going to plow. And when I'm going to have. Because, 2 minutes this next week. Because when you plow, you got to plant. Because this is going to be better soil than what you've been, because you done wore that soil out. You see what I'm saying? But this is good to follow. And then to get up and start plowing. If you get up now, hallelujah, like God has said, and get up and say, well, I'm going to do. And I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you, Lord. Here. 20 minutes. And it's just 15. You have to do that for a while, Jackie. I'm not the point of that because I pray. I get up 4 o'clock in the morning and I go upstairs at 6 or 7. Because I do pray. And I love the Lord that I can pray. And I study. I look. And I something missing, Lord. What's missing? What's missing with the church? Why ain't things happening? What it is? What is it, Lord? Pray, come on up to where I'm telling you to come. And here's another. He do. We are all different people. God knows. Amen. So I can't get up and say, y'all about to need to fast a month. That is not. We need to find out what God wants us to do after we get this thing plowed up. But I'm telling your pigs, you see that I'm telling you, they sharp. And you can't get, you may hurt your hand, you may cut the plot up or fall the ground. Sow to ourselves in righteousness. Well, it's time to see. And always the husband has to be the first partakers of the fruit. And, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not tough as I used to be, M.L. Boy, I get John Bull, boy. But I'm getting soft in my old. And loving and kind. I want to be Jesus. I just want to be a Jew. I want to be where I can help other people. Help. And God, he do be like this all over. Can't get up. Walk in the store. It's got to be all. What? But I remember, and I'm going to let you go. I remember. God has used me in my life. He has. And I remember I was in a bookstore. Our pastor taught us not to read after other people. I want to read Catherine Kuhlman's life so bad. So I had Catherine Kuhlman's book, Not to Disobey. Because she said, don't read. She didn't read Kuhlman's book. And so, meanwhile, there were some ladies weeping and crying. They was just, I said, like that, you know. And they was in the bookstore, and they was standing over against the wall where the books were. And so I kept walking. I kept looking over there, and I came back. The Lord said, go and pray for that woman. I said, oh, Lord. And I prayed for her. She had cancer all around her neck. I said, let me know. And I gave her my phone number. This woman called me, never called me again. She said, I'm healed, Mr. Cat. You know, look, lay your hands and they get well. And that's what I've been, you know, and it's just God. So God brought me, he said, I got something I want you to do. So if you don't feel the call to do that, maybe, you know, for you. Yeah. Amen. Where you stand? This week, for us to start a prayer for our country. So we was trying to find that we could pray for the country, that everybody could be in it that want to. So we decided, like a Sunday, like maybe the fourth Sunday after church, and just pray. For our country. Our country. We need to pray for our country. And we need to pray for Mr. Trump. I ain't gonna say that. But it's already been decided who's gonna be the next president. And the prophet has already said it, because he said they're not gonna impeach. He didn't know what to say. He said, Then the Lord said he would do nothing unless he tell us. So I know who's gonna be the next president. Ain't your business. This young man. So he went on and through his mother, just pushed him on through there. Now, our schools are teaching kids, 5-year-old kids. Now, what they supposed to know, 5 years old? We're in a bad shape. Pushing something they want, something's trying to go through the government, they pushing the Jewish, because the mother looked just like, that's one thing about when God told them not to bid with other folks, look just like a Jew. You could say, oh, he's a Jew. Yeah. So we're going to pray for, I talked to him last night and he's not doing well. He's missing Cynthia's prayers. Because he just, what things he told me was a little scary. I'm just messed up. He said, I don't blame God. He said, but I said, Clay, and I prayed with him. I said, come back to church. You're going to fall. He said, I can't get myself up to go nowhere. So Dad, he likes to plant. So Dad told him, said, look, when I started planting the garden, which no kind of soil, and he said, would you come out? He said, yeah, I'll come out. He said, I'll come out and stay with you. And so when I said, don't forget now, Clay, you're going to stay. He's not old in the Lord. He just started coming to church. Yeah, you know, he's just a little kid in the Lord, and he don't have what you got. He ain't got this. So I was just, oh, God, don't let him be bitter. So he didn't get bitter. Throw it away. And he's there alone in his house. And now that's not good. And he said he can't sleep. He don't eat. I said, Clay, he said, I'm going to get you. I said, no, you're not. Let's pray for him and keep him in your prayers till we see him sitting back there. Do God bring him back to the house of God. Praise the Lord. So, Father, and the Lord, down and out and don't know what to do, I know that you're the answer for everything. You are. If they could just look up and say help, that's all you is, call on you, Lord. I know you're going to hear him if he calls. And I ask you to touch him, Lord. And you're going to do new things, and I believe it. Hallelujah. I just believe that this year we're going to see the healing that we thought was so hard that they could not, hallelujah, be broken. But your word is like Emma that break the rock in pieces. Your word is a fire. Your word, Lord, is pure. You're going to do a quick work. You're going to do a work, a new thing, a new day. And I just want to thank you for it. I thank you for these that have come and listened, Lord. Praise, I did my best, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're not going to take no for an answer. Praise the Lord. We're not going to take the victory as ours. Name. Hallelujah. Let the Lord go with you. And hallelujah. And be who he is. So the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. His name. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. And pray for my brother-in-law. Hallelujah. And you know, I feel now, Brother Ed, I told the Lord, Brother Ed, the Lord has used me. In a lot of time I say things to people, but I don't want to never say nothing to nobody. It's not God. You know, because I have no wisdom of my own. I don't have any wisdom of my own. But what you are doing when you stood up and you was ministering, that was the hindrance of your brother. But now I believe he's going to be in this number of the healings and the things we've been wanting to see in the church. I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe that. Because when you said that, I said, wow. Wow. I also want to thank the Lord for this church, honestly. For people who just, you know, they say it in a way that they ain't saying, oh, the devil done so and so. They just saying my flesh needs some help here. And I think, no, so we're not down, you know, talking about what the devil done. Devil ain't know nothing. We're saying, we need your help, Lord. I need your help. I got this thing going on in me, and I don't want it, and I need your help. The devil gets no credit because we're asking God for help, and we're expecting help. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's all. I'm through.